Pardon me. Hello?
Hello, John.
Oh, hello, Daddy. When are you coming down?
I'm afraid I can't make it tonight. I just got home from the office and found my wife missing.
Not for good.
Who could be that lucky? I haven't talked to kids yet, but I'm starved, and I'll probably have to whip up some food for myself.
Are the children eating?
Maybe each other. I can't talk anymore now. I'll see you later.
So long. Poor Daddy.
Daddy!
Snooks, I told you to stay up there and play with Robespierre.
He don't want to play.
Oh, what's he yelling about? What are you playing?
Push in the corner.
Push in the corner?
Yeah. I stuck him in the push and he likes it.
Never mind that. And don't start handing me any of those broken down jokes tonight.
Why?
Because I'm tired and upset. Where did Mommy go?
Uncle Louie came over here and my two parents took me to the hospital.
What for?
They told me she had a headache.
Oh, rot. People don't go to the hospital for a headache.
That's what I thought when they started spelling things.
Spelling?
Yeah.
Aunt Sophie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Snooks, I've got to run down to the hospital myself.
Why?
Well, I think I'll take her some aspirins for a headache.
You better take a rattle for the baby, too.
Baby? How do you know about the baby?
They just called up and said Aunt Sophie got a new baby.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to the hospital.
I want to go with your daddy.
You can't.
Why?
Because they don't allow little girls in the place where they keep the new babies.
Is it patchy?
No, just take care of Robespierre.
I'm going with you.
Snooks!
I'm going with you.
Oh, what's the use? All right, then I'll stay here. Look out.
Where are you going, Daddy?
I'm going to call up Aunt Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that phone. Wonder who it looks like. Just think, Snooks. Uncle Louie's got a son, I've got a nephew, and you've got a little cousin.
Did you have triplets?
No. I'm only... Hello? Oh, Central Hospital? Mrs. Higgins, please. Go upstairs and keep Robespierre quiet.
I want to listen.
Oh, please, Snooks. Hello? Oh, hello, Mother. How's Sophie? That's fine. A boy? Great. Who does he look like? Oh.
Who does he look like, Daddy?
Uncle Louie.
How are you going to keep him?
What? Yes? Yes?
Where did they get the baby, Daddy?
Oh, they bought him. Yes, uh-huh. He weighs 8 pounds.
Do they pay for him by the pound, Daddy?
No, keep quiet. Oh, all right. I'll feed the kids. Well, what about my dinner? She hung up. My heavens!
Look at Daddy! Where's Robespierre?
Oh, let me pick him up. Oh, Robespierre! He fell down the stairs. I told you to watch him.
I'll make him do it again.
Now what for?
So I can watch him.
You little savage. Well, thank heaven he's not hurt. Now, come on. Let's all go in the kitchen and get something to eat. Snooks, what does Mummy give Robespierre for supper?
Ham and eggs.
Not every night.
Sometimes Frankfurt isn't beans.
Oh, that's too heavy for an infant. Let's see what's in the icebox. The idea of feeding a kid ham and eggs in Frankfurt is...
Here's some hash, Daddy.
Well, that's better.
Yeah.
Need something light like that before going to bed.
Can I eat some of the pie I made?
Oh, you made a pie?
Uh-huh. I made a rhubarb pie. Here it is, Daddy.
Oh, what on earth? Oh, Snooks. That pie's 2 feet long.
I couldn't find any short of rhubarb.
And it isn't even baked. You've just got the stuff rolled up in dough.
No good?
Why, of course not. Throw it away. I'll show you how to cook.
He don't like the hash, Daddy. I think he wants some cereal.
Cereal, all right. Reach in the cupboard and get a box of post toasties.
Do you know how to fix it?
Why, certainly. Hand me that frying pan. We'll soon have a meal fit for the gods. Dig out a couple of onions.
I'm going to eat my pie.
Look, you can't eat raw dough. You should have baked it first.
Why?
If you just look at a cookbook, you'd find out.
I did look at the cookbook, Daddy.
Well?
It said get the pie rolled, then set in the hot oven for 40 minutes.
Well, why didn't you do it?
I sat in there for 2 minutes and it burnt my...
No!
They meant to set the pie in the oven.
He's getting hungry, Dad.
Okay, okay. I'll have your cereal ready just as soon as I get these onions cut up. Boy, what a dish. Now, where's the ketchup?
I used it up in the pie, Daddy.
Fine cook. Rhubarb pie with ketchup. Oh, well, the baby will have to eat his cereal plain.
With onions.
Yeah. You want some of this stuff?
No, it looks funny.
Nonsense, it's delicious. Taste a little roast beer.
Delicious, ain't it?
Ah, kids don't appreciate good food. I'll show you how good it is. Watch me eat this great big tablespoonful. Mmm. Why, this is...
Can I get the vacuum cleaner, Daddy?
God. Guess I put a little too much mustard in it. I think you'd better just drink a glass of milk and go to bed.
What are you going to eat, Daddy?
Oh, I don't know. Let me look in the icebox again. Oh. Nothing else in here.
Why are you putting my bologna in your pocket, Daddy?
Oh, did I put that in my pocket? How silly.
Too slow.
What do you mean? I didn't hide this bologna because I didn't want to share it.
Oh, no.
I know. It's not good for little children. Especially this time of night.
I want to beat the bologna.
Now, listen to me. Snooks, if you were to eat this bologna right now, your undeveloped digestive system wouldn't be able to promote the proper flow of pancreatic juices to cope with the enormous task of the assimilation necessary to avoid spasms. Understand?
Uh-huh. You want it all for yourself.
Nothing of the kind. And look, just to prove it, I'll toss you for it.
All right. Let me hold it.
No, we'll let Robespierre hold it. I hear, baby. Hold the bologna.
What do I have to do, Daddy?
I'll toss this coin and you holler heads or tails. Ready?
Ready?
Now go on.
Head.
Oh. All right. Best 2 out of 3. Call again.
Head.
Oh, darn coin must have 2 heads. All right, you win. Yelling about. I said you win. What's the matter?
Robespierre ate the bologna.
Let's go to a restaurant.